This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Three of Colorado's mass vaccination clinics will no longer offer the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. 11 people reported experiencing things like nausea and dizziness after receiving the vaccine last week at Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Commerce City. Centura health officials say the adverse effects have been reported, but that the decision to pull the vaccine is due to a national shortage of the J&J shot. The 24,000 people who were already scheduled for that shot will instead receive a two-dose vaccine. A new bill at the state capitol would help create a passenger rail line along the Front Range. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
The bill would create a new district that covers the Interstate 25 corridor. That district's governing board would have the power to go to the ballot, to ask voters to raise taxes to pay for a new rail line. It would cost at least a few billion dollars and likely much more. But it could also get a boost from the federal government. Amtrak wants to help establish the service, and President Biden's infrastructure proposal could give them the money to do that. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Lee Hart, the wife of former Colorado U.S. Senator Gary Hart, died Friday at a hospital in Lakewood. She was 85. She actively campaigned for her husband during his Senate runs and two unsuccessful presidential campaigns in the 1980s. Lee Hart is survived by her husband and two children. And from downtown Denver, you're listening to CPR News.